Today is the obligatory memorial of Saints Cornelius, who was a pope and martyr, and Saint Cyprian, who was a pope and martyr. Their stories are often fascinating. For example, Saint Cornelius, who was the pope in the middle part of the third century, and there was a period before him of about 14 months where there was no pope. Why? Because it was an immediate death sentence. It was a time of particularly vicious persecution, and so no one was eager to throw their name in the hat, and it eventually fell to Cornelius, who lived 2 years before he was himself martyred, which is a long time in those days for a pope to live, especially during some of these severe persecutions. And there is much more to say about Cornelius and Cyprian, who was his dear friend and a bishop. But what moved my heart this morning is just the simple fact that why is the church, this is an obligatory memorial, meaning we can't choose. Some days we can choose between the saint of the day, and some days we cannot. For example, tomorrow, St. Robert Bellarmine, we can choose. Today, the church says, no, this is what we will be offering. You will wear red, and you will offer Mass on this feast of Cornelius and Cyprian. Why? As if to say, I suppose, since this was 1,750 years ago, and there's an obscurity to some of these saints, sure. But as if Mother Church is just saying today, this morning, on September 16th, just remember, just a little reminder, remember the cost of the faith so that we can worship freely, so that we can have, there's a faith that lives on. It's because it was nourished, that faith was nourished, the martyrs and their blood was the seed of Christianity. As if our mother is saying, just remember who has gone before you, and remember that our faith is worth dying for, and there are many, many, many heroic men and women who have laid down their lives believing that Jesus is God, that he died and rose and started a church. It's good for us to remember that, especially the beginning of the day, with grateful hearts, to thank God for the gift of faith and for all who have come before us, and to ask for the grace to be willing to lay down whatever it is in our own lives that is a hindrance to our growth in the faith, whether it be physical persecution that stands in our way, or maybe it's a moral issue that we struggle with, to say, I will die to that, so that the Church of God, the Church of Jesus Christ, the Holy Catholic Church, can thrive. Many have done it before us, and they are saints today, glorious in heaven. And finally, it's our Mother Church's way to remind us of those who are suffering today. And you've heard about them, I'm sure, the many of our brothers and sisters in Syria and throughout the Middle East who have been kicked out of their homes. Why? Because they claim Jesus as God, Lord and Savior, and they don't have homes today. And so our mother is reminding us to be grateful, to pray for our own growth in faith, and to pray for our brothers and sisters who right now are being, in a sense, martyred, are being persecuted, and some of them physically martyred as well. May we lift them up with our prayers, with grateful hearts, for all that has gone before us, for the great gift of faith, for the martyrs who have given that faith great strength to bring us to this very day.